Donegal here with you. 202 on the fan. I'm watching the highlights right now again on ESPN. I guess that's the highlights of Embiid pulling Mitchell Robinson down to the ground. And that was just the beginning of my night. Because listen, obviously a lot went on last night, and we'll get to it all. And honestly, I'm not that excited about any of it. And we'll start with Philadelphia as we take your phone calls at 877-337-6666. We'll start with the Knicks and the Sixers, game three. And the series is now 2-1 as Philadelphia pulls away in the third quarter, wins 125-114. It was closer than that final score might indicate. And obviously a huge third quarter from Philadelphia. They hit, I don't know, what was it, 375 threes? They just shot the lights out. They were on, was it, 9 of 12? Embiid hits 4 three-pointers in the game. 4 three-pointers in the game. 5 in the game, excuse me. 4 in that third quarter. Has an incredible performance. And we talked about, or at least I talked, I think everyone talked about, after game one, watching how he was moving around and tweaking the knee in the second half of that game, or the second quarter of that game. And you were wondering if you were ever going to get a performance like that from Embiid again. And then game two, there he is again. And he's been great, and he's been hobbled, but yet still giving you good offensive performances and 33 points in game two. And yet the Knicks have still been able to overcome the fact that Maxey and Embiid have been the two best players on the court and taking a 2-0 lead heading to Philadelphia. And after the game, after game two, Embiid makes the guarantee of sorts that they're going to win this series. They're the better team. And he comes out and he gives a great performance. But I talked about how mentally soft I believe Philadelphia was. I talked about all the excuse making from Philadelphia, from the head coach to the superstar Embiid, and how mentally soft I thought they were. And they come out in game three, and Embiid in particular. And I understand he put on a virtuoso performance. He scores 50 points on one leg. I get it. I get his knee is in shambles, and he's hobbling up and down the court. And it's amazing to watch him do what he did and shoot the three-pointer in that stretch. But let me tell you something about what mentally soft people do. People who are desperate, people who are soft, start to attack. And I understand, I remember, because I'm harkening back to a caller who said, well, after the calls at the end of game two, well, if this happened in Philadelphia, if this happened against the Knicks, you would be singing a different story. You'd be complaining much like Philadelphia is. Well, here we are. And yeah, I'm complaining because Embiid is ridiculously dirty. There's no other way to put it. He's putting knees in crotches, and he's pulling down players from their legs as they're going up for layups. Pulling down, I mean, just flat out, that was a hissy fit on the floor because he got bumped to the ground, and he brings down Mitchell Robinson. And over the course of the beginning of this game, we saw 5 separate stoppages. We saw how many freaking replays. We saw how many questionable fouls, and whether or not it's a flagrant one or a flagrant two. Well, let me ask you something. How is that not a flagrant two? And I understand they're in Philadelphia. I understand he's a superstar, and I'm not expecting him to get thrown out of the game. I understand he's probably not going to. I knew it when I watched it. I knew he should have. And we can play all the what-if games. I can't stand the whataboutism that sometimes goes on here. Well, what about if that was this person? Or what about if that was that person? Or what about if that? We understand. We understand there's different rules for superstars, and we understand that Embiid at home is not going to get thrown out of that game, and so does Embiid. And whether it's putting his knee in the crotch of Hartenstein or whether it's pulling down Mitchell Robinson in an absolute blatant flagrant two. And we know that's what it is. And the answers after the game on why it wasn't a flagrant two, well, we didn't think it reached the heights of a flagrant two. What does? Because when you look at the rule book, seems to me like pulling a player down while you're on the floor with the express interest in doing one thing. That is not a play. That is not going for the ball. That is not trying to defend. That's from your ass saying, I'm pulling you down with me. And now Mitchell Robinson gets hurt later in the game, leaves the game in a boot. The one player who defended Embiid over the course of the series, the one player who slowed him down at all. And I understand, listen, Embiid was incredible in this game. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Embiid puts up 50. He hits 5 out of 7 three-pointers. And ultimately, I think a lot of this crap was predicated on the complaining of the first two games. They get to the foul line. At a much higher clip than the New York Knicks. They take 33 foul shots. The Knicks take 19. Embiid alone takes 21. And we could talk about the role players, and that's the difference in a lot of these games that we talked about too. You're going to have guys who played much better. And obviously, big time, Oubre was better in this game. Payne hit a bunch of, barely played in games 1 and 2, hits a bunch of three-pointers in that third quarter where they pulled away that were just daggers. And they played better all around, and it was close at times. And that third quarter, they just shot the lights out. And so the positive angle from this as a Knicks fan is, hey, it took a 50-point performance. There's several positives if you want to look forward to this series. And I think you could take a lot of them out, and I think the Knicks are the better team, and I still feel like they're going to win this series. And if you take the positives out, it's that Brunson did find his game offensively, scoring 39 points last night. He looked much better. The offense overall found their stride a little bit, put up 114 and looked better. It took a 50-point performance from Embiid on one leg, shooting 5 of 7 from three-point land, four in a row to start that third quarter. All the role players and an incredible barrage of three-point shots in that third quarter to beat them. That's what it took to beat the Knicks. You feel better about the way Brunson's playing, and it took a three-point barrage where the ball hardly missed. The ball hardly hit the rim, and Embiid scored 50. And Embiid had to come out there and be an unbelievable dirty player. And that's what's going to come out from this series. And I'm sorry. You want to call this sour grapes? It's whatever it is. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And then what makes me laugh is in the postgame, Nick Nurse, the head coach of Philadelphia, who was all over the video on how many timeouts he called. And how often he called timeouts or the fouls on the inbounds. They're all over it. And in the postgame, when asked if he was concerned if Embiid pulling down Mitchell Robinson from his backside, pulling down Mitchell Robinson would reach a flagrant 2, he said, well, to be honest, I didn't look at it. Oh, he didn't look at it. This is now a series. And nobody expected it to be easy. And nobody expected a sweep. And Philadelphia was bound to win a game. And Embiid and Maxey have been the two best players in this series. We talked about all of this. But the bad blood now in this series and the way that game was played and the different flagrants early on in this game where they're stopping and watching videotape, whether it's DiVincenzo getting slapped in the face going to the basket, getting cut on his eye, whether it's the knee to Hartenstein, right in the junk, or whether it's, I don't know how else to put it. And I do hate to play the whataboutism game, but if Mitchell Robinson brings down Embiid, he's out of the game. You can't just grab a player by the legs while you're on the floor and drag him down while he's up in the air. It's laughable. And to me, that is a further sign of this Philadelphia team clutching at straws. And they were allowed to get away with it. They caught a break there. They caught a break on the knee on the offensive foul. And that's fine. The Knicks caught a break at the end of that game the other night with the tugging on the jersey. So you want to talk about catching breaks, fine. But this Sixers team, and Embiid in particular, shouldn't have been on the court to allow a 50-point performance. But, hey, he backed up his declaration. He talked about who the better team was. And he went out there and scored 50 points on a game he guaranteed, in a series he guaranteed. So bravo to him, that dirty son of a gun. And honestly, I think, and we'll see how Tibbs reacts to it. And the Knicks haven't gone out there and made excuses like Philadelphia. But we're going to see how the Knicks react to this. And we're going to see how Tibbs comes back. And let's be fair. The biggest concern now is whether Mitchell Robinson is going to be able to play in game four and if not the rest of the series. Because he's been the one player who's been able to defend Embiid at all. And to have him leaving a boot after being dragged, and I know that wasn't on the same play, but it could have easily been the beginnings of his ankle injury. And Philadelphia, who was so concerned with what went on at the end of the game, suddenly has nothing to say, didn't see the video, nothing to say about some of the dirtiest plays you will ever see on a basketball court. And now, it's on. The series is 2-1. They have a couple of days off. And they will get back at it on Sunday. And the Knicks will try and reestablish the strength of this series, and Philadelphia would try and tie it after a tough game to watch. A close game, a bunch of nonsense early on. There is no excuse why. I mean, that is some of the, that's the dirt. I mean, to just grab at the legs of a player up in the air and bring him down, that's as dirty as it gets. And I love DiVincenzo getting in his face. I mean, DiVincenzo showed zero fear getting in Embiid's face. That was awesome. But give it to Philadelphia. Because I never expected him to get thrown into that game. And I wasn't sure he could have a 50-point performance. And on that knee, I wasn't sure he was capable of it. But he makes the guarantee. He goes out there and he scores 50 points and they hit a barrage of three-pointers in that third quarter to pull away. Every other quarter, the Knicks outscored. The Knicks outscored him in the first two quarters, outscored him in the fourth. But that third quarter was the difference in the game. And ultimately, moving forward, I still feel damn good about this Knicks team. Brunson found his game, and it took a 50-point performance from a player on one leg that I don't know if he can duplicate. And a barrage of three-pointers that I can't imagine. I mean, they didn't miss in that third quarter. And we'll get ready for game four on Sunday.